ABC Radio Australia.
A search to find a plane which belonged to America's atop a World War II fighter pilot will get underway in Papua New Guinea next month. An American museum has partnered with a historical preservation group to find the P-38 fighter which belonged to Medal of Honor winner Richard Bong. Bong is famous for shooting down 40 Japanese aircrafts during the war before engine failure sent the plane crashing into the jungle. Brianna Fiant from the Bong Veterans Historical Centre in Wisconsin told Carl Evans, its recovery will honour the memory of the pilot and allow her museum to establish closer ties to PNG.
Richard Bong was America's ace of aces, so that means that he shot down more enemy planes than any of our other pilots in World War II. And in fact, he holds that record even past World War II. No one has ever beaten him. He shot down 40 planes in the Pacific Theater flying the P-38 Lightning.
40 planes. And where within the Pacific did he serve?
So he started in Port Moresby in the Buna and the Buna area in New Guinea, and then he worked his way up the coast of New Guinea as they were pushing the Japanese back. And by the time his tours, he did three tours, and by the time his last one was done, they were in the Philippines.
Yeah, wow. Now, there is a really exciting initiative that you currently have going. I understand you're going to go search for the same plane that he flew in way back in the Second World War, which was shot down. Can you tell us a little bit about the search and how you're going to go about it?
Sure. So he flew many planes, actually, during the war. But the most famous one he flew was one that he attached a picture of his girlfriend Marge to, and he named the plane Marge. So the plane was being flown by a different pilot at the time that it crashed. So, and that pilot did survive as well. So it wasn't Richard Bong who crashed the plane, but he did crash in the Madang area. So now we are sending an expedition to go find that plane. We have a general idea of where it is. 32nd Infantry Division found the plane crash within a couple days of the crash, so they know, they documented where the site was, but really nobody has gone back officially and tried to locate it.
Excellent. So how do you plan to go about finding it? I imagine it's probably sunk to the bottom of the ocean somewhere, and it's been there for 80 years.
So no, it did crash on land, so it's not underwater. So this is why we partnered with a group called Pacific Rex. They have been doing this for 30 years. They have found thousands of planes over in the Pacific Theater. And so we're not too worried about being able to find the location, but what we find could be anything. It could be from nothing there because it was washed away in a mudslide, or it could be parts of the prop and the engine. And of course, in my dreams at night, I think that we're going to find the part of the picture of his girlfriend, Marge. So we'll see.
Yeah, I understand that Marge, that was the name of the plane, and it also had some particular markings on it as well. Is that right?
Yes, so it had the picture, his girlfriend's graduation photo was on there, and her name. And then every time a pilot would shoot down a Japanese plane, they would get a Japanese flag sticker on the side of their plane. So he had, at the time he was flying her, he had 27 of those flags on his plane as well.
And can you tell us a little bit about the significance of what it would mean to your museum and your community if you found the plane?
For us, it's about bringing Richard Bong back into the national conscious, I hope. I hope that people will relearn who he is and the role that he played in the war. He was extremely famous in the United States during World War II, and I would love him to get the recognition he deserves again. And I think particularly for the family, Richard Bong still has two sisters that are still alive. I think to find the plane crash site and be able to tell them about it would be so meaningful for me.
And would you want to return parts of the plane to be able to house in your museum back in Wisconsin?
No, we don't. We are going over there strictly to document the site and take video and photographic footage. But we are not looking to bring any of the plane back that belongs to New Guinea. And we want to be very respectful of the New Guinea people, and this is their history too. So we have no interest in coming in bringing the plane back.
Yeah, and speaking of the New Guinea people, if the plane is indeed there, I'm sure it's been spotted maybe once or twice over the years. Will you engage with the local population at all to see if they might have perhaps seen anything?
Yes, that is actually my secondary goal, other than finding the plane, is to establish longer-term connections with some of the people over there. I would love to become sister cities with the city that's closest to the plane wreck, and I would love to establish a connection with the National Museum, and I would love to just work with the people going forward, not just for this one event, but into the future.